We're doing the Nevi Yeshayahu. We're up to what's called the 26th chapter, the second Pasuk.
It's called the second Pasuk. It was called the Bible.
Are we ready, gentlemen? You with me?
The second Pasuk?
Second Pasuk, yes. You guys know the song? Petru Sharim, right? That's from this Pasuk. What's called the 26th chapter, the second Pasuk. So the Navi is discussing the period after the war of Gog and Magog, when Jerusalem will be victorious and people will sing, Ir Oz Lanu, the city was our strength, Jerusalem, Yeshua Yashit, God has placed salvation in this city, Chomot Vachel, its walls have stood up to the tests of time. Pitchu Shearim. The Navi says, open the gates of Jerusalem. We no longer have to fear the enemy. V'yavo goy tzadik shomer emunim. And in those gates will come a righteous nation. Goy tzadik is a reference to Am Yisrael. Shomer emunim. What does the word shomer mean? Okay, so the word shomer can mean to guard. The word shomer could also mean to wait patiently, to wait with hope. V'aviv shamar et hadavar. It says about Yaakov when Yosef comes back with the dreams and all the brothers are mocking him and they're upset at him. V'aviv shamar et hadavar. But his father was waiting for the thing to come true. So the word shomer could also mean to observe, to wait in anticipation. So v'yavo goy tzadik, and a righteous nation will come, shomer emunim, who was constant, who was vigilant in their watch, in their anticipation of emunim, the truth, the promises that God made on our behalf. And here we have a slight reference to what we discussed last week Thursday night, that we will be questioned, sipita lishua. One of the first questions in our interview after we pass on, in heaven they're going to interview us, and one of the first questions they will ask us is, Sipita Lishua, did you anticipate the salvation that the prophets promised was yet to come? And we discussed that the simple reading of the Talmud and the commentaries, Rashi, Rabbeinu Hananel, was an understanding that in general, in our lifetime, we should view the words of the prophets as something that's going to happen. Well, obviously, if we thought it was happening tomorrow, then we wouldn't have to get married, we wouldn't have to have a business, we wouldn't have to do anything. But we anticipate in general that it's coming, and it could still come any day now. So we are Shomer Emunim, we are the righteous nation who maintains the faith and holds on to that hope, that anticipation of the fulfillment of the prophecies.
Isn't it not like the whole idea that like someone says Mashiach's coming here in the middle of planting something, and you keep planting until you finish planting the tree or whatever you keep planting over here? Like, if someone says Mashiach's coming, does somebody like call you whatever? Every 20 minutes Mashiach's coming and it turns out...
It was really 25 minutes.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
You keep planting, but you still hope, you still believe it'll come. But yeah, that's an actual midrash. The guy's planting a fig tree, and someone comes by, Mashiach has come. He hears the voice, you know, keep planting.
Yeah. Huh?
I heard it from you.
Could be. I don't remember. It could be I once knew it. Now I don't. Malasot. Yetzer Samuch, it sounds familiar. It could be I taught it here. I don't remember. Yetzer Samuch, Titzor, Shalom, Shalom, Kivecha Batuach. Yetzer Samuch, the one who was leaning on the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the one who kept saying it's going to happen. The word Yetzer, we ordinarily think of Yetzer as desire, but the word Yetzer really means thought. Yetzer Samuch, the one whose thoughts were always leaning on Hashem, or The Targum translates it, he whose heart was whole with Hashem. Titzo shalom shalom. Titzo, what does the word titzo mean? That's like lishmor. In the previous word we had shomer emunim. Over here we have an identical word, titzo, to watch. Titzo shalom shalom. Hold on to that heart and maintain that hope that peace will come, that things will be peaceful. Yetzer Samuch, again, the thought that was leaning on Hashem, that relied on Hashem, Titzor Shalom Shalom. Either watch over that thought, that hope for peace, or Hashem, you should protect that heart, watch over that heart, and give it peace, peace. Two interpretations as to who should watch. Either we should hold on to that thought, watch ourselves to hold on to the thought, or Hashem should watch us who have maintained that thought. Ki vecha batuach, because it's fitting to watch that heart, because it has faith in you, Hashem. So the Navi is, on the one hand, he's looking forward, and he's saying there will be a time when we will enter the gates as the righteous nation. And as he's saying that, he's turning to Hashem and saying, help us hold on to this. And this has, again, the marvelous thing here is that Yeshaya is living before the first temple was even destroyed, and he's prophesizing about a period that hasn't yet happened since the destruction of the second temple.
Did he live before the first temple?
He lived during the last kings of the first temple.
Oh. He went into exile, right?
No. He was murdered by Menashe, right. He was murdered by his grandson Menashe, the Judean king Menashe. What? Okay. Bitchu v'Adonai adei ad. The Navi turns to Am Yisrael now and says, have faith in Hashem forever. Ki b'yah Adonai tzu olamim. Ki. You should have faith in Him because it's fitting to have faith in Hashem. And here, the Targum, Rashi quotes the Targum, and he says, because Hashem is the rock, He is the coverage for the whole world. Kiveka Hashem tzu olamim. So that's one interpretation. Bitchu v'Hashem, he's telling Am Yisrael, have faith in Hashem, adei ad, forever. Ki beka Hashem tzur olamim. Another interpretation is because the strength of the world stems from Him. Now, this is a very tough pasuk. It seems easy. But if you think about it, think during the Inquisition. Think during the Holocaust. Say it to a person, have faith in Hashem because He is the source of strength. Yeah, that's hard because He's giving the strength to our aggressors. And yet the Navi reminds the Jewish people. And this has been our history. That's the Shomer Emunim. That in spite of the fact that we see Hashem giving strength to our aggressors, we are Shomer Emunim. We maintain that hope, that anticipation that Hashem will finally fulfill the prophecies we read in the previous chapter. Ki heishach yoshevei marom kiriha nisgava. Because Hashem has put down, Heishach means to put down. He has humbled. Yoshevei Marom, those who dwell in the heights, those who are so arrogant. Kiryah Nisgava, the city that is so strong. Yashpilena, Yashpila Aderetz. God puts it down to the earth. Yagiena Ad Afar. God lowers it, humbles it down to the dust. The feet can trample on the city after God has put it down. The feet of the poor. The word pa'amei also means the feet. The feet of dalim, which is another term for the poor. We have 10 different words for a poor person. We have ani, we have evyon, we have dal. We have 10 different words for a lion. We have 10 different words for happiness. There are many words in Judaism that have multiple words.
The exact same word?
No. Ari, Aryeh, Shachal, Ariel, Lavi, Laish.
I'm saying Is there a difference in English?
They mean old? No. So in Hebrew, they mean different things. Okay. Younger, older. And there's ani, there's dal, there's evyon. There are different terms for the poor. They actually connote different levels of poverty. But we said that throughout Isaiah, we will go with Rashi. The simple interpretation is that the Navi in poetic form repeats the same idea using different words. There is the Malbim who takes each one and shows you the difference. If you want an example here, we'll look at the Malbim. Those of you who have it. The Malbim here says like this. He says, Ani is one who's not only poor, but his someone whose spirit is down. He's depressed. And Dal is someone who is missing something, either money or intellect or health. Ani refers to the state of his spirit, someone who's depressed. Depressed very often because of lacking, but he's down to the point where his soul is broken. And Dal is one who's lacking something. He's lacking something specific, and you could fix that. That could be someone who's lacking money, intellect, or health. So part of that you could fix. So that's his discernment between Ani and Dal. And then he says, in the pasuk, Til misena ragel, the feet will trample it. Raglei ani, the feet of those who were depressed, and that's a reference to the Mashiach, who until that point was completely broken for centuries. He's waiting to come back, and then pamei dalim, even the footsteps of those that are lacking something, either their money or their health or their intellect. They too will trample, not only the one who's the king, who was until now an ani, but even the dalim. What's the difference between regel and pa'amei? Regel is the complete foot, and pa'am is a footstep. The footsteps of the poor, even a small footstep will be enough to trample these walls once God has lowered the city to the floor. So here you have the Malbim's discernment between regle ani, the stepping of the new king, the Mashiach, who until now was Ani Rochev al HaChamor, and even the Pamei, the small footsteps of the Dalim, those who are lacking, even they will trample this city. But again, we're not going with the Malbim, because then we'd spend a lot of time on each Pasuk. So for the first time learning Isaiah, we're just learning Pshat. Unless you guys vote differently. How many people here would want us to do the Malbim? Okay, so we'll stick to Pshat. Orach la tzaddik meisharim. Orach, what is Orach? A path. Orach la tzaddik meisharim. The greatness, the rulership that we're describing is for the tzaddik.
Orach, a long path or just a path?
What do you mean?
Aroch.
No. That Aroch, that's with a chaf. That's Oreach. I don't know. Lo yoda. Remind me, we could look it up. So Orach is a broad path. Orach la tzadik meisharim. The path of the righteous is straight. That's what leads him to this great salvation. Yashar magal tzadik tefales. Yashar is a reference to Hashem. Yashar, you Hashem who are straight, magal tzadik tefales. You help the tzadik maintain his path straight. Tefales really means to straighten, to give exact weight to. So Hashem, you who are yashar, magal tzadik, the path of the righteous, tefales, you'll keep it straight. Af orach mishpatecha Adonai kivinucha, and even when we have to suffer the brunt of your straight path of justice, nonetheless we hope for you because we know what you do is fair. Leshimcha ulzichecha tavat nafesh. It is for your name, it is for your revelation that we desire. Yeshayo says, we're living through periods that aren't simple, and yet as we aspire for honesty and being good people, we aspire for you. It's not so easy. That's why Am Yisrael wasn't so comfortable here in Israel. It's not easy to live right next to the king. It's not easy to live up to a high standard where he's looking over your shoulder. It's like when you're driving and suddenly there's a police car behind you. So you check, is your seatbelt on? You make sure your phone isn't going to ring. You keep two hands on the wheel. Every time you switch lanes, you make sure to turn on the blinker.
Watch the speedometer.
But in reality, right, we're held, it says flat out, held to a higher standard in the land. Because Hashem is watching us in Greenland.
Right.
Wherever we are.
Right.
He's still listening, but here the expectations are.
But Am Yisrael says, we look forward to it. We know it's right. We're looking for it. Okay, we'll pick up here with Zachim next.